Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Have you ever thought about Christianity today? Have you ever thought about what was it that Jesus really taught? What was the New Testament church really like when it began? Who was Jesus Christ? Where did he come from? Why are there so many Bibles in the world in which the gospel of Jesus Christ is there? What does that have to do with today's world? How is the world going today for you? Have you ever wondered? Have you ever studied? Why does the Bible tell us in the Old Testament, but in particularly in the New Testament, to beware of false prophets? Do not let anyone deceive you by any means. And of course, when people hear that, their first reaction is, oh, well, those people are deceived, but I'm not. Oh, those people over there believe funny things. They are occult organizations.
Why is that?
He doesn't want videotapes.
Well, question. What is your church like? What do you believe? What does your church teach? Why are you here? Well, the truth is, the Bible would let you know the truth. And there are so many people that believe that they are right, that they believe that they are doing the right thing, that they believe they have the knowledge, the understanding, the education, the scientific credentials, and in religion, the theological credentials, and in politics, the political credentials, and in finance, the financial and economic credentials. Where did those come from? How much truth is there? How much error is there? And how are you going to be able to gauge these things anyway? What is your standard of measurement? And a lot of people just throw their hands up in the air and say, well, there's so much confusion out there. Who's ever going to know what truth is? Well, the fact is, there is a truth. The fact is, there are lies. The fact is, there are a lot of people who believe lies and claim they are true. And there are a lot of accusations made against those who practice the truth that you're following lies. Now, how could we have such a world that is so upside down? Now, Jesus gave the warnings. Jesus told us, do not let anyone deceive you by any means. Now, what does that mean? If they say they're Christian, are they really? If they say they represent Christ, do they? If they say that we are the mother church, the one centered in Rome, and if you don't belong to that, you can't be a Christian and you cannot be saved. Is that true? Do you believe that? Well, the Protestants didn't believe it, and when Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses on the Wittenberg Church, the Reformation started. And the Reformation was really working good until the truth got so hard and unbearable that they couldn't stand it because they would have to change. Change is hard. Because change means you have believed something that isn't correct. Now we can pull the Adam and Eve trick and say, he did, she did, I grew up in the church, which may be true, but that doesn't mean you have to stay there. My grandfather, grandmother, father, mother, aunts, uncles, everyone belongs to this church, and if being a Catholic is good enough for them, it's good enough for me. Question, is it good enough for God? You see, because when it came down to obeying God or obeying man, the Reformation failed. They told the Catholics, we're following the Bible and the Bible only. That's why we want this Protestant church over here. And so there was a long ensuing religious battle, and also there was a 30 years war over the Reformation. And the Protestants had the slogan, Sola Scriptura. Scriptures only. And they failed the test. And today, Catholics and Protestants are so deceived and in such disarray that they can't tell you the truth from error. So that's why we're dedicated to restoring original Christianity. Let me finish. What was it that the Protestants failed? They failed on two major fronts. Number one, they retained the Catholic Sabbath, being Sunday, and they rejected the Passover and holy days of God and kept all the Catholic pagan days of worship. And so ignominious was the Protestant stance, and so hypocritical were their claims, that Cardinal Gibbons of Baltimore wrote what is called Rome's Challenge to the Protestants. And he pointed out from Scripture very accurately. Now, you know, it's really something when your enemy stands right up in your face and looks you right in the eye and says, if you're going to go by Scripture, you've got to keep the seventh day Sabbath, because nowhere in the Bible does it authorize Sunday worship. That is a Catholic institution. And if you hypocrites, you talk so strong against people, really, you want to face Christ? If you think that's strong, go read Matthew 23. See what Jesus says to the sanctimonious religious leaders who substitute their way for the way of God and form and create a religion which God hates. Now, there are a lot of websites out there. I love Jesus, but I hate religion. But how many of them have really returned to the Bible? So we're going to go through some things, and this is going to be challenging. And some people may say, you're arrogant and obnoxious. Well, if you think so, try this on for size. There are men who came to Jesus and said, we'll follow you wherever you go, Jesus. We're good people. We want to do what you want to do. But first, I've got to go bury my father. Now, what was Jesus' answer? Very offensive. Very rude. He didn't nicely say, well, that's nice. I'm sorry that your father died. I'm sure that you miss him. Yes, go. And when you're done, come back. No. Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead. Now that's a spiritual truth. So there are going to be some things which may offend you. But remember, examine your perspective. What do you believe? Where did you get them? Why do you believe them? And if you really, really, really want the truth, be prepared. Because the Word of God is like a two-edged sword. Cuts asunder human nature, human thoughts, human religious traditions, human ways that in this world today are counted as good and wonderful and acceptable. See, because the truth is, that which men proclaim to be wondrous, God says, it is an abomination. That's what restoring original Christianity is all about. We're not going back to 325 AD when an unconverted pagan Roman emperor forced upon the half-breed Christians of his day Sunday keeping by an imperial edict, and then began persecuting the true Christians who kept the Sabbath and the holy days and clear down to the days of Chrysostom. Never heard of that man? There were so many brethren keeping the Christian Passover and the holy days in the Bible, even at that time, nearly 100 years after Constantine, that he railed against them as Judaizing. He railed against them in the houses that they worshiped God. See, because they had church at home then. And he called them synagogue. Because they were enforcing Sunday worship. Now, would you want a little simple truth? Maybe you won't be offended with this. Sunday is the day of the sun. Who are you worshiping? And the Catholics didn't invent it. They just perpetuated it. That came from ancient Baal worship and was the thing that sabotaged the children of Israel over and over and over again. Now, you would know that if you read the Old Testament. So, what is it that you want with your life? What is it that you really want to know? And how deeply do you really want to know it? And are you really willing to follow the Word of God the way God says? And then to know the love of God instead of the wrath of God? To know the grace of God instead of the dictates of the religions of men? To know the Sabbath of God and the holy days of God instead of the holidays of this world? Claim to be Christian. If you believe they're Christian, you have swallowed the biggest lies in the world. And if you are not willing to take the time to really prove it, to really understand right from wrong, good from evil, because it's there. We have a book, and I want you to write for it. We'll send it to you at no cost. This book is called The Cold Holidays, God's Holy Days, Which. Now, you've heard us advertise this an awful lot, but let me tell you something. That is a premier book for you to read to understand the depths of the deception of Satan, the devil, that he has over this world, that he has in religion, in government, in finance, in education. It is breathtaking to realize what has happened. And that's just like the Apostle John. He saw an astonishing vision. And there's something about the book of Revelation you need to understand. That was written for the end times in which we're living today. And it's written because it is a vision of the whole world, all nations, all peoples, all languages, all tongues. And they're all enslaved to what the book of Revelation calls the Babylonian system or mysteries. And that goes all the way back to ancient Babylon and all the way back to the Tower of Babel and all the way back to those who worship Satan, the devil, and the demons, and they still do today. on restoring original Christianity for today, we must understand all these things, and we must come out from it according to the command of God. Now let me read it to you. And as I read it, I want you to think about your circumstances. I want you to think about what you believe. I want you to think about how much truth do you really have. I want you to think about those things which you have previously thought are worth standing up to fight for. Are they truth? Are they lies? Let me read it. Verse 1, Revelation 17. And one of the seven angels who had the seven vials came and spoke with me, saying, "Come here, I will show you the judgment of the great whore who sits upon many waters." A great whore. That means one that is against God. And let me tell you something today. If you don't understand it, and all you young girls out there and you young women, you have been turned into hookers and prostitutes by the secularism, the Satanism, the education of this world, and you treat sex as if it's just something to do as often as you can do it. So you belong right well with the great whore, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, instead of going to God, instead of going to the Word of God, instead of going to the Proverbs to understand how to run a government, instead of looking at the finances that God says and how to run a finance, instead of, as God told the king of Israel, to sit down and personally write himself the first five books of Moses, the law, so that he would know how to govern, and that he would not, as our ignominious president we have today in the United States and the ignominious leaders of the rest of the world, arrogantly, elitely setting themselves up above the whole world and bringing and oppressing the whole world under a pall of a coming world government. Just like today, on the day I am videotaping for this program, there is a heating up fight over the freedom of religion in America because of the government committing fornication with a Babylonian system, religion, education, economics, finance. And it is there. If you want to speak truth concerning the creation of the world, try going to your science teacher at any level and tell them about it. How far do you think you'd get? That's just an indicator of how far we've come and how much further yet to go. You go back and go through those series on transhumanism, and you go back, and I want you to go through the book, Cold Holidays, God's Holy Days, because you see, God wants us educated. He wants us to know. He wants us to understand. And at the end of this age, in the times we are living in, unless we open our eyes and read and repent and change, the wrath of God is going to come down upon us, that if you think things are tough, as you look at the situation in Greece and in the Muslim world today, you have seen nothing. Now, this is pretty serious business. There's a reason why God does what he does. There's a reason we're made in his image. Committed fornication, and those who dwell on the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Yes, all of the doctrines and teachings and education come straight out of the cauldron of the cup of the whore of Babylon into education and religion and to government and to finance. Just to give you a little peek, There's a very brave man out there, Jerome Corsi, who's writing a book to expose the elite of the world who worship Satan the devil and want to bring upon us the world government, how that hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, have been laundered to go to reward them. Yes, all of those who come to Satan the devil and drink of the cup of Babylon, the leaders will be rewarded, and all the inhabitants of the earth will be in a drunken stupor. Just like all of those who push for marijuana legalization, one of the worst things in the world that could happen. And you watch them, they're all spaced out. They have no idea of right and wrong, good and evil. They just want to feel good. Now notice, then he carried me away in the spirit to a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet beast that had 7 heads and 10 horns full of names of blasphemy. And the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and pearls and precious stones. And she had a cup in her hand filled with abominations and the filthiness of her fornication, and across her forehead, naming her for what she is. Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of the harlots and abominations of the earth. That's why the earth is in the trouble it's in. Now you need to think about it. You need to think about what God says here in chapter 18. He calls out to his people, because all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Now, the giant corporations of the world, through this system and through the deceptive financing that Satan the devil has promulgated, and through the lies of all the manipulations that they do in business and economics and currency, they have been made rich. God says, verse 4, come out of her, my people, so that you may not take part in her sins, and that you may not receive her plagues, for her sins have reached as far as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Then it talks about the judgment that God is going to bring. And let me tell you something. The true Jesus Christ is going to return in such power and awesome force that's going to be required to destroy this whole system. And let me tell you something. Unless you are on God's side, unless you choose the word of God, ask yourself this question: where will I be? How will I stand? What is going to happen to me? What is going to happen to my family? But you have to get on God's side. God's not going to come on your side. You have to return to him. That's what it says here. Come out of her, my people. So as we continue in this occult holidays, like everything else we do, there's so much information that it has to be a series. Now, to help you also get your perspective straight, you can also request the book, Judaism, A Revelation of Moses or a Religion of Men. And you need to understand that, because one of the greatest lies out there is this, that the Old Testament is Judaism. And what the Jews are doing is what God commanded the people there. So therefore, you don't even have to read it. Lie. You need that book. You need every one of the books that we have. Because we speak the truth and nothing but the truth. We are not involved in politics. We are not involved in religion. We are involved in restoring original Christianity for today to help people know and understand the truth of God, which is the gospel of the coming kingdom of God and the return of Jesus Christ. and to give warning what's happening in this world and how it's going to engulf the whole world in such a way it's going to be almost unbelievable. And it's coming. It's coming. It's just like if you were out on the plains when a great herd of buffalo were panicking and running. You can hear the hoofbeats. You can hear them coming. You can hear them coming. Then the ground begins shaking. And then all of a sudden they appear up on the horizon. And by time they do, it's too late to get out of the way. So what is your life? Where are you going? Where are you headed? You need the true, real Jesus Christ. So once again, be sure and visit our website, cbcg.org, as we have thousands of sermons there for you to learn, for you to know the truth. And all of them are based upon the truth of the Scripture, not on the traditions of men. And so thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Colder saying, so long, everyone.